I'm Johnny DiLoretto.
I'm John DeSando.
This is Cinema Classics.
That sure is it. Whatever. I think we need to talk.
It was not bad. I never heard you do that before. It's pretty good.
We need to talk about Rocky.
We need to talk about how... Stop rushing.
We need to talk about how good my Sylvester Stallone impression is. It's pretty good. I think it's pretty good.
It's a little good. It's good. All right, it's Creed 2.
I like to call it Rocky 8.
Yeah, gosh.
Listen, let me tell you something. If Rocky is in a movie, if that character is in a movie...
Oh, you're going to call it Rocky?
It's a Rocky movie.
Okay, because there are only like five or six...
There are six Rocky
strictly
movies.
Strictly Rocky, yeah.
True Rocky movies.
Right.
Right? These Creed movies, which I really like.
Yeah.
I love this last one, Creed 2.
Yeah.
This character is one of the great cinematic creations. And I think Stallone, with Rocky Balboa, which is Rocky 6... I think he was like, you know, he's trying to say goodbye to that character. It was like his Unforgiven.
Sure.
What happened, though, was like, we weren't done with that character. Turns out, he still had a lot of life in him. Now, with these Creed movies, Rocky's on the other side of the ropes. He's in the corner. And it's different. Now, it's like, instead of cheering Rocky on, these Creed movies, it's like he's cheering us on. He becomes like a life coach.
Yeah. What is it that links us to him that makes 8 movies and more to come, probably?
I think it is, you cannot underestimate Stallone's face as a movie star. His jawline and his mouth, those like hangdog eyes, could be a bruising, bestial machine, but he's not. He is this humble, sweet soul who's damaged. He's a broken human being. Through his love of Adrian and their relationship and his will to fight and do something that he's good at, he finds redemption. The formula is basically watching this guy face adversity and then train to do well. It's not about
he overcomes
boxing.
With a lot of work. There's a promise about the American dream. Life is so complicated that all the forces, even in his personal life, come together as he's boxing. Unless he has the strength and fortitude, he'll lose.
Yeah, right.
You get some gloop from Russia, right? Beat the heck out of you.
Yeah.
Because he's a street guy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's easy, in some sense, to identify with him. You know, he's us.
This is what's so smart about Stallone. So in Rocky One, he's this poor palooka. That apartment is gross. Like, you look at the couch and you're like, hey, I don't want to sit on that, you know? Rocky Two, he finally wins. He becomes the heavyweight champion. Rocky Three, you find him on top of the world. He is a millionaire. That's the one where he loses the eye of the tiger. He brilliantly posits that character at the apex of his career, but now he's lost the thing that we loved about him at the beginning.
Sure.
Right? He's kind of lazy. So Apollo Creed trains him to fight Clubber Lang, Mr. T. Brilliantly turns Rocky IV into this Cold War, you know, this beautiful little allegory about exactly what you're saying. American street guts and resourcefulness and scrappiness against this steroid-driven machine of a man. That training sequence is so beautiful. He's out in the snow, trudging up mountains, carrying logs over his shoulders in a very Christ-like, while Ivan Drago is training with machines and high-tech and drugs. It's so beautiful.
And Ivan comes back in Creed 2 to train his son. But I felt a little more humanity in Ivan in this film.
Yeah, don't you wish we'd have gotten a little more of that?
I want more of those two guys talking about life together.
I know. See? See what I mean? It could be a whole other movie with just Rocky and Ivan Drago talking over some pasta at Adrian's in Philly.
Where do you think it's going to go?
Man, I could watch this guy do this for the rest of his life.
Yeah.
You know, there's this inverse now, what's happening. Rocky is now the mentor, the coach.
Right.
Burgess Meredith, he was just this vociferous, vitriolic little gnome. He was mean. He was abusive to Rocky.
He was.
So that, I think, is also beautiful. Now that Rocky is in that kind of role, he doesn't do that. He's still sweet, humble, just offering sage advice. If there's a Creed 3, cancer might come back from Creed, and Rocky might die in Creed 3. We talk about James Bond, and that one has gone 40, 50 years strong.
Yeah, you're right.
Yep. 26 movies. Why would this character be any different? When he's gone, Rocky's gone. You're right, and that's the end of it. Support for Cinema Classics comes from Film Columbus, enriching our community to make Columbus a destination for film education, exhibition, and production. Learn more at filmcolumbus.com. Cinema Classics is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to shows every Thursday at 8:01 p.m. and full shows online at wcbe.org.